Shalom, everybody! In Parshas Bamidbar, Moshe is told to take a census, shevet by shevet, of men in Bnei Israel above the age of 20. And the Ramban, Rav Moshe ben Nachman, who died in 1270, says in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Mem Hei, that Hashem told Moshe and Aaron to count the men of Bnei Israel so that they could prepare for war as they enter into Eretz Israel. And that's what happens. The men who are eligible to join the army are counted. And that number is reported after each Shevet is counted. And then after all the Shvatim are counted, the Torah summarizes the census. However, the way the Torah summarizes the census seems strange and repetitive at first glance. First, the Torah says in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Mem Dalid, Eile ha-pekudim asher pakad Moshe v'Aharon, etc. These are the numbers of the people counted by Moshe and Aaron, etc. And then in the next Pasuk, the Torah again says, the number of men among Bnei Israel above the age of 20, those who can go to war, that number is... But the Torah doesn't say the number. Only in the next pasuk, the Torah again repeats what this list is. Vayu kol apikudim sheish meos elef, etc. All of the people counted came out to 603,550. Why all the repetition? This question is asked by the Ksav Sofer, Rav Avraham Shmuel Binyamin Sofer, who died in 1871. He was the son of the Chasam Sofer, and he says the following beautiful idea on our psukim in the Ksav Sofer al HaTorah. The Navi Hoshea says in Hoshea Perek Beis Pasuk Aleph, V'haya mispar b'nei Yisrael kechol hayam, asher lo yimad v'lo yisafer. The number of b'nei Yisrael will be as the sand of the sea that cannot be measured or counted. And the Gemara in Maseches Yoma Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis quotes Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmani, who raises a seeming contradiction in this pasuk. First, Hoshea says that the number of Bnei Yisrael will be kichol hayam, like the sands of the sea. That means that although the number will be very large, there will be a specific number. But then the Torah says that Bnei Yisrael's number will be lo yimad v'lo yisafer. It cannot be measured. It cannot be counted. So which is it? The Gemara gives a couple of answers, and the second answer, suggested by Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi in the name of Abba Yossi ben Dustai, is this. When Hoshea says that Bnei Yisrael's census is lo yimad v'lo yisafer, that it can't be measured or it cannot, and it can't be counted, that is referring to counting bidei adam. Humans cannot count or measure the number of Bnei Yisrael. But when the pasuk says that the number of Bnei Yisrael will be kechol hayam, like the sands of the sea, that's referring to counting bidei shamayim, when Hashem himself counts Bnei Yisrael. What does that mean? When does Hashem count Bnei Yisrael? The Ksav Sofer explains that Gemara as follows. When we discuss counting people, we must distinguish between quality and quantity. Counting the quantity of Bnei Israel is possible for a human to do. That indeed can be bidei adam. And we see that all the time, such as the census in this week's Parsha. And that is what Hoshea says. The number of Bnei Israel will be kechol hayam, like the sands of the sea. But the quality? Can a human being count the quality of another human? Of course not. That kind of counting can only be done bidei shamayim. Only Hashem can measure how much a person is worth, so to speak. That is lo yimad v'lo yisafer. We cannot count the quality of a person, and it's not our job to count the quality of a person. Every person is different. Every person has qualities, sometimes external, usually internal, that we cannot see. We cannot identify. That is Hashem's job and only Hashem's job. That's not our job. We cannot do that. We must not do that. And that is what's going on in the beginning of our parsha. The Torah says, Eile ha-pekudim asher pakad Moshe v'Aaron, etc. These are the numbers of the people counted, not by Hashem. That's a different kind of counting. But this kind of counting, it is done by Moshe and Aaron. They are just people counting the quantity of eligible soldiers. That's why the count was of people and by people. Hashem has another system to count. He counts quality. But this count, this is Kol Yotzei Tzava B'Yisrael. And then we hear the number of soldiers who are eligible, more than 600,000 eligible soldiers. And that's the seeming repetition at the end of the count. The Torah emphasizes again and again, do not be mistaken. This census is a quantity census by Moshe and Aaron. Don't think for a minute that when we count people, we are counting their value. Absolutely not. That is Hashem's job and only Hashem's job. Have an amazing day, everyone.